Land. Hi, George.
Hi, Hardline.
Ladies and gentlemen, George Dunham.
It's George.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. We're pre-roundtabling.
Yeah, I just want to come say hi to the Hardline.
Thank you.
Welcome
we need
to
you.
Ticket Stock. Well, I'll let you welcome me to Ticket Stock.
Yeah. I think it's appropriate that
you
he's
welcome
here.
Us.
I think it's appropriate that Jubb is here given
another your placenta story?
No. No, given.
Have you ever met Paul the Placenta, George?
No, I've only been a fan.
No, given your
listening,
I believe it's your dad's military career and the show that Bob wants to talk about, right?
Oh, good, because I'm three episodes in.
Okay, yes, we have at least two shows to discuss here. The first one is the show that Dave just referenced, Masters of the Air, which is on Apple Plus,
starring Elvis.
Hey, baby.
Starring.
I heard you say the other day he does kind of keep the same.
I'm going to take this plane.
Elvis.
I'm going to fly right to Iwo Jima.
Bomb some Germans, bro.
I'm going to bomb some.
Yep.
Bomb right on Hitler's head.
So it's billed as kind of a Band of Brothers Pacific type.
I thought you were going to say placenta.
It has nothing to do with a placenta,
nothing.
Dave.
You just have to
get that out of your head. They can't make World War II about that. No, it's although is it the same people?
It's
Tom Hanks. Yeah.
Because I did notice that young Spielberg is in it. Do you know this?
I didn't know that.
Son of Spielberg is one of the pilots.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. What's his name? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Well, he has a son, so yeah, he's probably
Sammy.
Yeah,
his name is
Sammy
Sawyer.
Spielberg.
Sammy.
Oh, he's with us right now. Hey, Sammy.
I can't wait to bomb them Germans.
Sammy Spielberg with us here on the ticket. You're coming to Ticket Stock.
Sure.
I am only two into it because I was a late adopter. I feel like Dave has been into it even more.
What do y'all think?
I'm really into it, but
it's super intense. Like how
the mission scenes, I think, are pretty amazing.
It's
special effects.
It's incredibly well done, and it makes you wonder how any of them survived at all.
We lost a lot of pilots, and those things were sitting ducks. That's what Tom Landry flew, the Flying Fortress.
Really?
Yeah.
I flew
and
him.
He was downed over Norway or somewhere.
I had a sandwich.
They had to ditch his plane.
In
yeah,
Munich.
Hey,
Sammy.
There's nothing about either World War I or World War II that, I mean, it's all fascinating, but none of it is like, I'd like to sign up for that in any respect. I mean, whether you're in the trenches or infantry or you're landing those Higgins boats at Normandy or just whatever, it all looks horrible.
I mean, it's just by chances they're going through that flak. It's just,
to be in one of those airplanes over Germany and everything exploding around you, and it looks like the plane is made out of tin cans, and it just looks like.
Nothing's worse, though, than what you just brought up, and that is the Higgins boat packed with 100 people as the door opens.
And everybody gets mowed down.
Yes, right.
But when they're flying in formation. And whether it's flak or whether it's German fighters that take one of them out. And so you just see it go into a ball of flames and just kind of fall out of formation. And they're counting the parachutes to see
who made it.
Yeah. All eight.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
I didn't see any. They're done.
There's so much about it. And I'm sure they tried to make it as realistic and lifelike as possible. And so you see all of the damage a plane would take as it's still flying along, and they're like, oh, we just lost one of the engines. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's our new bearing? And they got the guy down there with the maps throwing up.
How about that job?
Yeah. It all looks so
dear. It's your plane.
Can you find us a way to a runway?
It all looks horrible, but it looks like great television.
The only thing about the show is because there are so many characters, it's really hard to follow.
It is.
Yes, yeah. I try not to binge it because
to be simplified.
Well, and by the way, it's Sawyer.
You always
Spielberg.
Know who Sammy is by the voice.
Sawyer. Oh,
Sawyer. Spielberg.
Yeah, but they call me Sammy. Sorry.
But yes, the entire experience it does require, I think, some reading, Dave. If you can find a good,
I don't read
recap.
Reading.
If you can find a good recap and sort of connect some of the dots,
I think I need that too.
That's helpful. because there's a lot of chaos.
I'm like you, though. If it's a World War II or World War I show, I'm probably in.
Yeah. I don't know if I can handle Austin Butler being Elvis in the plane, though.
Well, just think of him as an impossibly good-looking pilot.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. We talked about this. There are way too many hot pilots.
Yeah. And all the girls that work at the base are hot.
Yeah, come on.
Just everyone's too hot.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Society was not that hot in the 40s.
No. I need to show you some of my dad's memorabilia from World War II.
I'd love to see it.
I think like the panties he brought home?
No, Dave. He didn't bring home panties.
Well, we were
talking about
late
father.
Hot women.
Served our country. He's a flying Marine.
We were just talking about women.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, I'm going to bring home these pictures that my dad showed me.
Yeah, Bob.
God, man. Japanese women back then. Woo.
No.
No disrespect.
They're real subservient.
But just like the picture of he and his squadron up against a Helldiver or a Corsair. And it's weird. He didn't see like a lot of heavy combat. He got over like 44s when he was going through the South Pacific. And seemed like based on his flight log, he was behind a lot of the major battles. But he went to those islands that had just fallen, and he didn't talk much about it, but when he did, he said it was, you don't want to talk about it.
Incredible.
How old was your dad when he had you? I know you were the baby.
He was born in 23, and I was born in 65, so what is that?
Okay, 40, so not that
42.
Old.
Yeah, it's 42.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Yeah, Dave is 70.
The other show we wanted to highlight here before we run out of time is Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Prime.
Man, I'm so all in.
What's the premise here?
So Mr. and Mrs. Smith was a movie made. This is the infamous Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie movie
where they met.
They fell in love for real.
Yes.
And the plot of the movie is these two spies that end up, and the TV show, kind of, by whatever circumstances, end up having to pose as husband and wife to execute these missions. Okay. And now it's Donald Glover from Atlanta, and he played the young Lando Calrissian, and Donald Glover is freaking incredible. And Donald Glover writes, I think, every one of these episodes, and it's about he and this girl that are really newbies at what they do, and they're kind of stumbling and fumbling their way through these missions. And it's...
Okay.
So far, it's awesome.
Yeah, I watched number three with the little lady, and that one really pulled us in. I think there's eight episodes.
And it looks like they have a star, and almost, at least the first two that I saw, there are random, like, superstar actors that just want to be a part of it that are in it for a bit.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, it feels a little Bourne Identity-ish, but it's fake husband and wife, and they're thrown off to another exotic locale every episode I think they're fairly contained plots that then they move on to the next one. I don't know, but so far it's intriguing, and I'm with you. I think Donald Glover, everything he touches is awesome. I think he's fantastic.
And we have 1 minute before we have to go to break. 1 minute. Everybody.
What about Leroy Glover? Do you like his work?
Leroy Glover is one of the best Glovers. Danny Glover also should be considered in the mix.
He keeps sucking me back in.
Murtaugh.
Yeah. Can't do this no more.
You guys have that Spetzel? It's delicious.
I think we have Sammy and Sawyer.
Yeah. Sammy and Sawyer with us.
Brand new Glockenspiel.
Perhaps.
Swings right over there.
Perhaps Pat? Was it Pat the placenta?
Paul.
Come on, Bob.
Over there in the pail. Yeah.